As we get ready now for the Unlimited All-Stars making their appearance here, the greatest muscle card show on dirt. Here we go. We're going to have some fun here as they try to bolt down these 30 to 70 horsepower engines on Slippery Rock Raceway. On the pole for heat number one, the two are of Larry Riggleman outside row one. Mark Bergfeld, the number 99, 38 of Randy Adair in row number two. Outside row number two, Ralph Spitaler in the 56, Rick Minear in the 22. That is your starting lineup for heat number one of the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. 2 weeks ago, we were at Blairsville Speedway, where Ralph Spitaler made a class of the field, winning both heats and taking the feature. He was on a rail. Let's see if he can do something different on a completely different track. It's shorter and flatter here at Slippery Rock Raceway. We'll see what he has in store. Rick Minear, winner of Good Hope last night in the number 22 machine. We'll see how we go. Green flag drops. Bergfeld takes early lead into 99, followed by Adair into 38. As they go through turns 1 and 2, we got a spin. As Riggleman spins out, he's still under power. Caution flag is now out. Caution flag is out. For Riggleman's spin in the 2R, last year's Keystone Unlimited All-Star Rookie of the Year. These muscle carts, I'll tell you what a great show, folks, if you haven't come out to see them. As we're getting ready to have some fun here in heat number one. Heat number one. As Mark Bergfeld in the number 99 is going to be your leader to take him to the green flag. They get the symbol, one to go. One more lap here. Green flag. Bergfeld takes him into turns 3 and 4. Green flag is fully waving. Randy Adair on his back bumper while Spinaller tries the outside. Adair spins out going into turns 1 and 2. Stays under power. Caution flag comes back out. As we make our way around here, we're getting the indication we got one more circuit to go before the green flag flies once again. Had a couple of spins here. Again, Mark Bergfeld in the number 99 hot rod leading him through. As the number 22 of Rick Minear pulls off the track and is getting out of the car. Green flag flies and we're underway. As Spinaller tries to make a move on the outside, but Bergfeld holds the line going into 3 and 4. Stay in the inside. Bergfeld is your leader. Randy Adair following in second. As they get on to power, Spinaller falls back to the third spot. Adair in the second spot. And again, your leader, the number 99 of Mark Bergfeld. As they go through turns 3 and 4. Bergfeld, the number 99. Randy Adair trying to make the move on the outside, going to the 1 and 2. That's your second place muscle card. Followed by the third spot is the 56 of Ralph Spitaler. As we make our way another circuit around, Bergfeld still leads as they go through 1 and 2. Back end washes out, but Adair not able to take advantage of going through 3 and 4. Bergfeld is your leader, followed by Adair and Spitaler in the 56. Around out the field is Larry Riggleman. Rick Minear back on the track in the 22. As Bergfeld takes the line one more time, one more circuit to go. Bergfeld is your leader in the 99, followed by Randy Adair in the 38. Ralph Spitaler in the 56, making a bold move on the outside, going through 3 and 4. We'll see at the line. As we hit the line, it's Bergfeld, Adair, Spitaler, followed by Riggleman, and Rick Minear pulling off the tracks. What a great first heat of racing for the Unlimited All-Stars here at Slippery Rock Raceway. And we'll return to more great racing action here on Keystone Lightning. But first, it's time for us to do a little trackside chat. And this week, we're down at Slippery Rock Raceway. Beautiful day here in western Pennsylvania. And I'm joined with Mike McFeeters of Slippery Rock Raceway. Mike, how you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
Absolutely wonderful. Now, you have a nice setup down here and a beautiful track. I want you to tell listeners a little bit about it.
Well, we've been here. This is our 25th year at racing at Slippery Rock. I've seen a lot of kids come and go and get into big cars. Right now we're running about 13 divisions and looking to expand. We get on the average of 75 to 85 carts. Today we got the KRAS series and the BP clone series, both today, along with our other divisions. So if you've never come down here, we're in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, off of 108 on Cemetery Road. It's a 10th mile red clay dirt track.
Whole bunch of stuff. And now you do Sunday races. This is predominantly your day of racing. Is there any specific challenges to doing a race on a Sunday afternoon as opposed to a Saturday night?
Well, we've raced Saturday nights and we've also raced Sundays. In the past, we had enough carts and enough tractors that we actually had to run every other weekend. One tractors and one carts. But there is a challenge, keeping the water in the track, keeping the dust down. We went to this red clay thinking it would hold a lot more moisture. But right at the moment, we're experimenting with it. there's always that and if or buts of whether you should have went with it or not. But it seems to be okay once we get the water in it. Seems like it'll hold up for today, I hope.
All right, sounds good. And Mike, thanks for taking a moment out of your busy time getting this track prepped and ready here for a Sunday afternoon of racing at Slippery Rock Raceway.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Come back.
Absolutely. Back to more racing action in just a moment with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Keystone Racing All-Star Series here on Keystone Lightning. Making her way on the track right now is the Unlimited All-Stars, Keystone Unlimited All-Stars, and leading us off for heat number two on the pole, Rick Manier in the yellow number 22, outside row number one, the 56 of Ralph Spinhaller, 38 of Randy Adair in row number two, outside row number two is the number 99 of Mark Bergfeld, and rounding out the field is the 2R, yes, Keystone Unlimited All-Stars getting ready for heat number two action. Bergfeld picked up a win in heat number one. We'll see how this goes. Spinhaller's making some wild moves out there, trying to get around on the outside, trying to ride the cushion. So we'll see how this goes as we get them past the stands right now. So get ready to line up and fire down one more time here. Coming out of turns one and two, we're going to start. They're being held, going into three and four. Manier goes to lead them around to three, four. Green flag waves, and we're back to racing here. Keystone Unlimited All-Stars action. Going into turns one and two as Manier takes the early lead. Still holds on, but Spinhaller makes a move to the outside. Trying to ride the cushion on the outside, leaving the door open for Randy Adair to make his way in through. Well, Spinhaller still holds on to a second spot at the line. Again, your leader, the 22 of Manier. Outside is Spinhaller in the 56. Randy Adair in the 38. Right there in the backside in the third spot. Bergfeld is slowing and pulls off the track while the 2R continues on to round out the field. Coming through three and four right now. Manier leads the field. Spinhaller goes wide into turns one and two. Slinging that thing sideways. Wow. And Adair spins it out right there in the middle of the backstretch. He was the third place card. He spins it out. Manier takes the green flag once again. No caution being thrown. Spinhaller holds the outside. Keeps looking to the outside. Dare's not running very well. He doesn't sound very good as he goes past the stands. Again, your leader, Rick Manier in the 22, followed by the 56 of Ralph Spinhaller. The 2R is in the third spot. Larry Riggleman there again crossing the line. Looks like Dare's got some of his power back, but going through three and four right now. Rick Manier is your leader, followed by Ralph Spinhaller in the 56. 2R looks like has come off the field. No, he's still going. Larry Riggleman's still going. Lost him in the view there. Caution flag is out. Spin in turn three and four. Riggleman getting loose, keeping it under power. Your leader, Rick Manier, in the number 22. Ralph Spinhaller in the 56 in the second spot. Randy Adair lines up third. Green flag waves, and the start is back on. Going through one and two right now. Meneer still holds on to the lead. Spitaler all over his back bumper, trying to make his way around. Going into three and four. Those in on the inside for Spitaler, but not enough to make the move. Going into two. Staying right behind, within a half car length behind. As Meneer goes into three and four, leading the field. Spitaler looking the inside. Still nothing doing there. Randy Adair in the third spot is the 2R. Larry Riggleman is trailing behind as they go through three and four once again. And Meneer is your leader. Coming down to the stripe, followed by Ralph Spitaler, Randy Adair, and Larry Riggleman. That's your top four. That's how it wraps out for heat number two of the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Well, there's a break in the action here during Keystone Lightning. It's time for us to check in on some of those sponsors that allow us to make these broadcasts possible and to travel around and have the great shows and put on the great programs that we do for racing around. Bergfeld Racing Enterprises, also known as BRE Small Engines, has been servicing the needs of Carter since 1978. They're right there in western Pennsylvania. Bergfeld Racing can service your engine needs from kids' carts to the largest two- and four-cycle race engines. Bergfeld Racing Enterprises also produces the Bergfeld bumper and one of the most popular aftermarket bumpers for karting, wedge bodies, dually hubs, and much more. Check them out online at bergfeldracing.com. And also, the national home of the Unlimited All-Stars is in Beaver Falls, PA. Check them out online, unlimitedallstars.org. You can also get some products from the Unlimited All-Stars if you like what you're listening to. We have shirts and American Muscle Cart magazine, the official magazine of the Unlimited All-Stars. Also, the Unlimited All-Stars vision is brought to you by the American Kart Track Promoters Association, or AKTPA, from cost-effective track insurance to protect your racers and spectators alike to event planning and assistance with providing solid, nationally accepted rules packages. AKTPA is here for both the track promoters and racers alike. For more information on all that AKTPA has to offer, go to aktpa.com or give us a call at 317-501-3377. It's time now for the feature here for the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Unlimited All-Stars, of course, trying to put the power to the pavement, so to say, on this dirt track here in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, the Sunday afternoon. Tell you what, we're in for a great treat here. On the pole, the number 99, Mark Bergfeld. Outside row number one, the 22 of Rick Meneer. Row number two, the 38 of Randy Adair. Outside row two, the 56 of Ralph Spitaler. And rounding out the field, the 2R of Larry Riggleman. Yes, had to let them get past there so you could hear me go, but hey, we're in for some fun, we're in for a treat as we get ready to line them up and set these high horsepower muscle carts loose here at Slippery Rock Raceway. It's been a hot, trying day, but hey, we even got a guest flagger. Eric Rector is going to be on the helm for tonight's feature presentation of the Unlimited All-Stars, giving Mike McFeeters a little bit of a break. Danny Unlimited All-Stars on the point. Mark Bergfeld in the number 99 outside. Row number one. Rick Meneer in the 22. They got the signal. One more lap to go. One more lap to go. One more lap to go. You got to watch the 56 of Ralph Spitaler floating there in the outside of row number two. He's been trying the outside all day long. Let's see if he can make it stick here. Of course, Rick Meneer is looking to pick up his second win of the weekend, winning last night at Good Hope. As they come through three and four, the green flag drops, and we're back to racing. Randy Adair makes it three wide into one and two, spinning out. Bergfeld keeps it running and stays on the power. Going through three and four right now to the line. Randy Adair into 38 to 22 Meneer, followed by the 56 of Spitaler. Then Riggleman and Bergfeld in the 99 as the group makes a trip through three and four. Once again, we got a spin two. Randy Adair spins out. Rick Meneer takes the lead. Caution flies. Caution flies. Caution flies. We're going to slow the field down and get them back together. Again, a couple of those guys racing last night at Good Hope Speedway. Larry Riggleman finishing third at Good Hope. In the 2R is in the third spot. The 2R is in the third spot. It's kind of hard because all he's got is a nose and some numbers on some weight, so it's kind of hard to read that. But hey, we got him single file. Get him a call to the line. Manier takes him to the line. Signal, they're going to go here in just a moment. Again, Manier taking them around through one and two, parading these unlimited all-stars. This guy's trying to clean the carburetors out. Caution, start's getting waved off. Start is waved off. Start is waved off. And with the All-Stars, we like to keep them pretty orderly here whenever they go to start. So the middle cone is their start sequence. As Manier gets another set of instructions in the yellow 22. Twin Wolf 200 Yamaha motor muscle car. Right behind him, Ralph Spitaller in the 56. Mark Bergfeld in the 99. Randy Adair in the 38. Larry Riggleman in the 2R. Green flag flies, and we're on the way. As Manier takes him through turns 1, 3, and 4, going across the start-finish line. And Spitaller makes a move on the inside, was unable to close it off. Bergfeld's moved up to the third spot, passing Randy Adair, coming through 3 and 4. Manier is your leader. Spitaller goes to the outside. Now looks to the inside. Battle up front for that lead spot as they get through 1 and 2. Bergfeld's only in the third spot, leaving the door open for Adair, but closes it shut. As they go through the line once again, Manier is your leader in the 22. Making a move on the inside, though, Ralph Spitaller, that 56. He was on a rail last time at Blairsville. He's trying everything he can. He's wearing out each side of the track trying to get around Manier as they open up a bit of a lead side by side as they get down the backstretch, going to the 3 and 4. Spitaller makes a move and takes the lead going through 3 and 4. Your new leader, Ralph Spitaller in the 56, followed by the 22 of Rick Manier. Randy Adair in the 38 is your third place car. And in the fourth spot, Mark Bergfeld in the 99. Your leader, Spitaller in the 56. Second spot goes to Manier in the 22nd. The 22, the 30, 38 there of Randy Adair and Mark Bergfeld in the 99. Another lap goes by. Spitaller is your leader, followed by Manier, Adair. And we got a spin in turns 3 and 4. Bergfeld spins in the 99. Allows the field to go past. Oops. Staying green. As Riggleman gets a signal to move out of the way of the leader, Ralph Spitaller, who's on a tear. He's got about a straightaway lead over this number 22, Rick Manier. Third spot, 38 of Randy Adair. And Mark Bergfeld in the 99. There's your leader going past right now. Ralph Spitaller in the 56. Manier in the 22 in the second spot. Randy Adair catching Manier for that second spot. That third place car, it looks like that is where the battle is. Again, your leader is the 56 of Ralph Spitaller. 22 of Rick Manier in the second spot. Randy Adair in the 38 in the third spot. Mark Bergfeld in the 99 running in fourth. And again, your battle seems to be at the lead for that second and third spot as Spitaller is ready to start lapping the back half of the field. Coming out of 3 and 4 right now, Ralph Spitaller in the number 56 Rocket, picking up where he left off last time at Blairsville. 22, Rick Manier in second spot, 30 and Randy Adair coming in past the third marker. White flag waves for Spitaller, wants to make it 2 in a row for a start to the unlimited all-star season. Manier in second, Adair third, nobody's going to catch him. Taking the checkers, Ralph Spitaller in the 56. Followed by Rick Manier in the 22, Randy Adair in the 38. Larry Riggleman. And Mark Bergfeld. That's how you go. Making it 2 races in a row with the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars. Ralph Spitaller claiming 2 wins to start this early season. Ooh. That's pretty much going to do it for our run of the 2012 Keystone Lightning Keystone Unlimited All-Star Race broadcast from Slippery Rock Race. We want to remind you that on the 26th of May, May 26th, we will be at Cove Valley Speedway for Saturday night racing action. So come on now and check us out. Keystone Lightning, Keystone Unlimited All-Stars, and the power that is the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars and the Unlimited All-Star Division here in Western Pennsylvania. Keystone Racing All-Stars brought to you on Keystone Lightning. Tell you what, the Keystone Racing All-Stars, the Unlimited All-Stars, they can only do it by so many means, but we like to thank all those sponsors that are ways of helping us. So Weebly, the official website provider of the Keystone Unlimited All-Stars, also a proud sponsor of the Late Model Clone Series. ARC Racing provides gift certificates to each race for the builder-prepared clone class to see it get underway. ARC Racing, your home for billet everything, lots of great products as well. Find your racing needs at ARC Racing, a proud sponsor of the Keystone Racing All-Stars Late Model Clone Division. Also, the Late Model Clone Series is brought to you by the American Kart Racing Association, AKRA, national sanctioning body of the Keystone All-Stars, Late Model Clones, and Keystone All-Star Stock Animal Classes.